Miles Crawford here again. It's the end of another night here at the Yacht Haven in Cowes. And I'm here with the Lamberts. My new family. How did you find the racing here the last couple of days?
Yeah, it's been probably the best racing that we've had in many years.
Yeah, today was good. Weather was good, sunshine. The crew behaved themselves. The bar opened on time, and we had some good racing out there as well.
For people who don't know what it's about, because people hear this and they think, oh, this is happening, da-da-da. What's it all about, and what's it all in aid of?
For 9 years now, we've been organising the UK Firefighters Sailing Charity, Sailing Challenge, sorry, principally to raise money for the firefighters charity and one other that we nominate. We ask the crews who they would like to nominate this year. And this year we chose as our alternative charity the Royal National Lifeboat Institution, being as they're to do with the sea, and most of us, you know, rely on them from time to time.
Because what I found, it's fabulous, because there's a lot of different teams that take part, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. We tried to encourage all the emergency services, not just fire service, although that's where our roots are. But we have teams from mountain rescue, police, ambulance, you know, all over.
You know, and it's great that they all sort of team together to raise money.
Absolutely.
You know, for these charities, which absolutely. Is absolutely fantastic. Mm. And it's a thing that a lot of people don't know about.
Mm. But principally, we want to have fun on the water. We don't like to take life too seriously, so it's an opportunity for novices to come and join in.
And that's where Chris comes in as a novice.
Complete beginner. Our boy.
But you've done this for many years, haven't you, Chris?
Yeah, I think this is my fourth year, I think, of the fire service.
Which is good, because I'm planning to be part of your crew next year.
Yeah.
Because it's the final year that the particular committee are putting this event on.
That's correct, yes, and we would really hope that another fire and rescue service will take it over, but if they don't, we have another commercial organisation who will take on the sailing challenge to keep it going for the future.
And raise some funds for charity at the same time.
And could like regular members of the public donate to it or
absolutely,
or
yes,
to
we
it?
Ask for sponsorship, donations for the items for the auction or the raffle, whatever, and you know. And also to make suggestions for, you know, charities that, you know, they'd like us to support.
Because all the money, 100% of the money from the auctions goes to charity. So if there was a company that wanted to donate maybe a holiday or a dinner for two even or something like that, send it to, where would they send the donations in if they wanted to?
We have a website, UKFSC. You can look at it. If you just type in UKFSC, hopefully it'll be the first hit at the top of the page.
What's the UKFSC stand for?
UK Firefighter Sailing Challenge.
Okay. No, that's all good. Do you know, it's been great speaking to you. Part of the Lambert crew. Okay, we've got the whole Lamberts here. Lambert Crawford, that works, doesn't it?
It does. It's got a good ring about it. And we're going to make you work next year.
I know. I am. I'm going to be here next year.
You're going to work next year.
We'll be interviewing the same as we are next year. But I've had a fabulous time here. Yeah. We've just done the entertainment. Yesterday was a bit shaky with the footy. But tonight, I guess we won through in the end.
Yes.
And what's good is that we raised a lot of money.
Yes, we did.
Yes. So, thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. Yeah. Hey, yeah. It's great speaking to you guys.
Mm.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Lambert Crawford. That's good. It's the Lambert bit in front of the Crawford. I like that, the Lambert bit in front of the Crawford. That's good.
What is this program called? That's amazing.